Shalom to all. Today we're going to be learning the very last Mishnah Maseches Megillah and the first Mishnah Maseches Ma'akatan. And today's Mishnahs are being learned by Schosser Shlomo Zalman of Zugasa Marasiyat of Choyetz Chalotzeim. They should be given with a Sachat Slachan Siat Dishmaya, good health, Parnasa B'Shafan, Kult of Sela, and Beschos, Esther Bas Rachel. She should be Zachar to find Reziva Kagun, Bik Harav Mamesh. MSGO tells us, Maisa Ruvain Nikrav Olimitargim, the story of Ruvain where he switched his father's bed into his mother's tent. That's read, but it's not going to be translated. And that's out of covet for Ruvain. Maisa Tamar Nikra Umitargim, the story of Tamar with Yehuda, that's read and translated, because it's a cover for Yehuda that he admitted that he did something wrong. Maisa Egel Rishai Nikru Matargim, the first discussion of the Egel Hazav is read and translated, Vasheni, and the continuation of it, meaning the second time we talk about the Egel, Nikru Veloy Matargim, that's read and not translated, Birchos Kehanim, the Psukim of Birchos Kehanim in the Torah, Maisa David Va'amnon, the story of Amnon and David, Loy Nikraim Veloy Matargimin, they're not read or translated, Ein Maftirin B'Markava, we don't read Maisa Markava as Aftara. This is the first parak in Navi Yecheskel, and it talks about this extremely lofty vision of Yecheskel, the Maisa Markava, which is Hashem's Kisei HaKavod, and it discusses all sorts of Malachim and Eifanim, V'chayis HaKodesh, things that we don't really understand. And according to Tanakhama, the reason why we're not going to read this as Aftara is because it's too deep for us to grasp, and people are going to start asking questions that can't be answered, so we're just not going to open up that box. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda Matir, Rabbi Yehuda allows it, and we actually pass it like Rabbi Yehuda because we know that we read this Aftara on the first day of Shavuos. And lastly, Rabbi Lezer says, Ein Maftirin B'Hoydas Yushalayim, we don't read this section of Navi, Hoydas Yushalayim, because it's not covered to Yushalayim or covered to Am Yisrael, but we do not paskin like Rabbi Eliezer. With this, we finish Maseches Megillah. Mazel Tov for finishing this Masech together. Just like we were zecher to finish this together, we should be zecher to finish all of Shisha Sidre Mishnah together. And moving right into Maseches Ma'akatan. Now, Ma'akatan means small or minor yontif, and it refers to Chol HaMoed. And we know that Chol HaMoed, for the most part, is just like regular yontif. And this is not only relevant in Isser Malacha, as we're going to learn there are many things one is not allowed to do on Chol HaMoed, just like a regular yontif. It's also an action and attitude. One should treat Chol HaMoed like a regular yontif, wear yontif clothing, have special yontif sudas, and keep with the spirit of the day. Now, in regards to the Isser Malacha, so although Chazal darshan that Malacha is Asr and Chol HaMoed, certain Malacha is Mutter. And the main classification of this type is called Davar HaAved, a matter that's going to cause him great loss if not done. So now the Mishnah begins by describing that. Mishnah Alf tells us, Mashkin Beis HaShlachin B'Moed U'Bashvias, one is allowed to water a Beis HaShlachin on Moed, which is Chol HaMoed, and Shvias, which is Shemitah. What's a Beis HaShlachin? So literally this means a field that's tired and thirsty. And this is referring to a field that he has to irrigate, something that rainwater alone is not sufficient for. So he's allowed to water this on Chol HaMoed and Shemitah, because if not, it's going to cause him a loss. Everything here is going to get ruined. And this is Ben Mimayan Sheyatza B'Tchila, Ben Mimayan Shelo Yatza B'Tchila. He's allowed to water this from a stream that just started flowing now, or even an old stream. And the Chiddush is that we don't have to be afraid that the walls of the stream are going to collapse and he's going to fix them on Chol HaMoed. However, the Mishnah says, Aval Ein Mashkin, one is not allowed to water his field in the following ways. Lo Mimea Geshamim V'lo Mimea Kiloin, not from rainwater that was gathered in like a big pit or cistern, or from Mei Kiloin, which requires a lot of tircha, a lot of hard work. And the reason for this is because even though Davar HaAved is Matar on Chol HaMoed, something that requires tircha yisera, a lot of hard work, is Asr on Chol HaMoed. And lastly, Mishnah says, V'ein Oisin Ugiyas L'Gafanim, no making Ugiyas for grapevines. This is when they would dig a ditch around the grapevine to be able to fill it with a lot of water. No doing that on Chol HaMoed either. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Beis and Gimel. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.